KTX 98.9, your Austin music experience. This is Elizabeth McQueen, and I'm here live in Studio 1A with Bonnie Montgomery, Allie Holder, Graham Weber, and Troy Campbell. They're here to tell us about this really cool event that's going down on Monday, November 12th. It's the House of Songs presents a songwriter's farewell to Threadgill's world headquarters. It starts at 6:30 p.m., and of course, it's at Threadgill's World Headquarters. Thank you guys so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Well, we're going to talk a little bit about what House of Songs is and about the event. But first, I would love to hear a song.
Yeah, this song is called Singing Over Bones. And I wrote it with a girl named Ida Vanu from Denmark. And we were kind of going off the idea of La Loba, who's the wolf woman. And she's a desert witch, and she collects all the bones of dead wolves and creates her own. And then when she has all the pieces she needs, she chants and sings and brings it to life and creates her own wolf woman. And I love the idea of a woman being built off the bones of the women that came before her. So that was kind of the idea behind this.
Oh, it's incredible. Can't wait to hear it.
Singing over bones, raising what is known, rattling of atonement, smell of the damn crushing leaves, distant howlings, my sisters unseen. I will not apologize for the wild within me. I've been pulling flesh, my bones for your days. Nothing left smooth and hollowness. Scavenging for souls, the stories untold. Pieces laying bare for the resurrection. I will not apologize for the wild within me. I will not apologize for the wild I choose to feed. I will not apologize within me.
That was beautiful. That was Allie Holder singing over bones. And that's a song you wrote with a Danish songwriter?
Yes.
Her name was Ida Vanu.
Ida Vanu.
Ida Vanu. And that's kind of the core of what House of Songs is, right? It's all about collaboration with people from different parts of the world coming together. Troy, you founded House of Songs. Can you tell people a little bit about what it is?
Yeah, we founded the House of Songs. I founded it in 2009, and initially it was with the Kingdom of Denmark to help their artists get outside of Denmark and for our artists in Austin to be able to kind of see the world through their eyes. So it's a physical house. We bring international artists to come together with our best local artists. We match them up so that they can co-write. And the end result turned out, after 9 years later, of 16 countries joining us, another location in Northwest Arkansas, and soon to be a location in New York City. The whole goal was, through import, we've created export. So our artists are now being asked to go all over the world to promote these songs and really the friendships that they created.
So what are some of the other countries that have come through House of Songs? We've got the Kingdom of Denmark.
We've got, yeah, essentially a lot of Europe, Pakistan, Egypt. We've worked with Japan, Canada, Mexico. It's everywhere that we just reach out And we get a lot of letters from different countries, recently Middle Eastern countries and Spain, with artists just saying, I would really like to be engaged in this, or I heard about this through other artists.
What an incredible experience. And Ali and Bonnie, you both have taken part in House of Songs activities. What are those like?
They're fabulous. I got to meet six other artists from all over the place and write songs with them. And each time we sat down to write a song, we came up with something that I felt like was strong. So it was amazing, like a magical formula, actually, to put artists in a house where we're all comfortable and we have nice things to eat and nice places to sit to write the songs. And you put these people together that do this professionally, and it just sort of happens like a magic formula. It's beautiful.
Now, do you guys all stay in the house together, or do some people kind of come and go?
I think there's a few different things. There's camps like Bonnie was a part of where there's a lot of people staying. And then what I've done, what I just recently did was stay at the house for a weekend and co-wrote with different artists. So I wasn't there for an extended time, but artists just kind of came in and out and we co-wrote with them. I love it because it allows me to be less precious with my songs and kind of just work on the craft of co-writing with someone else is a whole nother way of using your brain when you're songwriting. I really appreciate it.
And do you think that having songwriters who are not just, you know, other songwriters, but songwriters from different parts of the world, does that add an extra level of creative kind of interaction? Bonnie?
I think definitely, yeah. I mean, I'm from the South, so all of these colloquialisms and things that I bring to the table are totally different than, say, Robbie, who I wrote Galveston with. He's from England, so it was really interesting to kind of translate those things and then make something artistic together. Yeah, so totally very enriching to have other people from all over the place together.
And you guys are going to both be at this event on Monday, November 12th at Threadgills. It's a songwriter's farewell to Threadgills World Headquarters. So what's going to be happening on Monday, Graham?
Well, the House of Songs, our first show we ever did about 9 years ago was at Threadgills World Headquarters. So it's kind of been a place that we've done a lot of shows. I've produced a lot of these package shows there for Ham, and it just was part of one for Sims. And but we had, you know, we had a great response to it when I kind of put out some feelers about who would want to do this. And since this is not the last show at Threadgirls World Headquarters, they will have a few more events, but they will be shutting down a few weeks later. So a lot of, you know, we kind of went to our database and our group of people that work with us, and just the response of everybody wants to play that stage again and be a part of something with the House of Songs. So we've got over 20 acts are going to come and do. There's going to be two things that they'll do. They'll do a collaborative song, hopefully something that they've either written with us or with somebody else, and or perform with another guest. So there'll be a lot of collaboration. That's like our bread and butter. And then also, I've asked everybody to work up a song from the alumni of the Armadillo, because that's such hallowed ground. So, and some of the things that people are picking are great. We've got, you know, everything from, you know, Springsteen and the Dead and stuff like that. But then like Commander Cody and Emmylou and, you know, some really, and then Zappa, Jeff Plankenhorn, I think is going to do a Zappa tune, which is, if you're not willing to come out on a Monday to see that, I don't know what you're doing. But it's going to be a great show. And we're also going to be announcing, we're starting a new program here at the House of Songs in Austin that some wonderful people have privately donated to our nonprofit to make happen. So we're going to use the formula that we've used with the international acts for years of setting up co-writes here. We're going to do that. It's called ATX P2P, so peer-to-peer. We're going to put Austin artists with other Austin artists and use the House of Songs as a place where they can come and they don't have to pay for it. We schedule it out and we kind of curate it a little bit and make sure that everybody is really working and we're, you know, very talented people, but we're trying to expand out to all corners of the music community and really tighten up our backyard. And you know, primarily we've worked with singer-songwriters and that's what I do and that's what I know about. But we've got a great group of great music minds here in Austin to help me and Troy and everybody kind of look into these different genres and different people that are looking to collaborate. And we're going to hopefully do some cross-genre stuff and come up with some new work made in Austin by Austin people. And, you know, I love this city. I love this community so much. And just to see people working together that might not have worked together before and see what happens. It's kind of fun to sort of play puppet master and throw a bunch of things in a pot and see what sticks. But I think that we're going to have some great new work coming out in the next year or two out of that program. So I'm really excited about that.
That's amazing. Well, I can't wait to see what comes out of the ATX P2P program. And like you said, collaboration is at the heart of everything that you guys do. It's your bread and butter. And Bonnie, you have a song that you wrote collaboratively with Robbie
Cavana. Yeah, I was corrected numerous times when we were working.
You said he's from England?
Yeah.
And it's a song about a place in Texas. Do you want to tell us a little bit about it?
Sure. So Robbie and I were writing in the morning, and we got out on one of the porches, and it was sort of an overcast morning, and he was like, you know, I'm pretty happy right now. I've got a great girlfriend and everything's going good. He's like, can you have any conflict going on in your life? I'm like, yeah, I've got plenty. So we kind of went with this scenario that I lived out and that involved Galveston, my first visit to Galveston, and just some feelings and thoughts and situations going on in my life. So I told Robbie all about this, and he was like, what is this place, Galveston? You know, and it's such a rich, amazing town, full of these stories of all these disasters and rebirth, and this orphanage that's there that used to be on the corner, one of the prominent corners in Galveston, kind of surfaced in the song as sort of a personification of feelings. So yeah, it was interesting to sort of tell Robbie about this place in Texas that he'd never heard of, and then make something artistic out of it. It was really cool.
Great. Well, I can't wait to hear it. This is Galveston by Bonnie Montgomery and Robbie Cavana, we're gonna say. Yes.
You and me dancing on the floor like a couple of school kids can't pretend anymore. But that was when the door was open, and now it's ajar. Seems like the daytime, but I'm still seeing stars, just like the ghost in the orphanage. Leave me in Galveston, and I will still sing like the mockingbird in the oleander tree. All of these friends are my family down here in Galveston, and I'll break the spell that you put on me, and I'll soon be free. In the driveway in your damn Oldsmobile, we go out driving, and then on a date, and I tell you I love you when I really mean hate, just like the ghost in the orphanage. Leave me in Galveston, and I will still sing like the mockingbird in the oleander tree. All of these friends are my family down here in Galveston, and I'll break the spell that you put on me, and I'll soon be free. Ghost in the orphanage, leave me in Galveston, and I will still sing like the mockingbird in the oleander tree. All of these friends are my family down here in Galveston. Break the spell that you put on me, and I'll soon be free. Ooh.
Yeah, Bonnie Montgomery and Graham Weber doing Galveston, a song Bonnie wrote with Robbie Cavanna, we're going to call him, an artist from England who she met as she was part of the House of Songs. And they're going to be one of the 20 acts at the House of Songs Presents a Songwriter's Farewell to Threadgill's World Headquarters this coming Monday, November 12th. Doors are at 6 p.m. and the show is at 6:30. Thank you guys so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Allie Holder was here. Troy Campbell was here as well. You guys will all be there, and I'm going to get going, but they're going to do one more song for the internet, so be sure to check that out. And today, Jake Perlman is our engineer. He's making it sound so good. Thanks to Deidre Gott, who books everything in Studio 1A, and thank you guys. Have a great time on Monday.
Thank you.
This is KUTX 98.9, your Austin Music Experience.
She's a girl like any other from another dying town. She's torn down by her mother, never wanted her around. She was the only girl God gave her, sent her father out the door. There was no one there to save. Don't need saving anymore. She was old enough to know better, young enough to be naive. She was 16 when he met her. It took her 8 more years to swallowed by the bottle when the mill closed down in May. Never laid his hands upon her, but he scarred her all the same. She sings like a sparrow. She lays alone at night. Her hair falls like a sunset over the emerald in her eyes, and no one knows, Nora now. Had the nursery fresh painted with a baby on the way. Thought a little girl would save them, but her birthday never came. She only took what she could carry. Left Ohio in the snow. Didn't say goodbye to no one. Didn't need no one to know. She sings like a sparrow. She lays alone. Her hair falls like a sunset over the emerald in her eyes. She sings like a sparrow. She lays alone at night. Her hair falls like a sunset over the emerald in her eyes. No one knows, no one knows, Nora now.